DJ Big
Contact in 18.3 seconds.
Damn straight, Troy, the man.
Switching to audio.
It no longer exists.
I hate America.
It's a pornography store. I was buying pornography.
Really, these chumps?
It's them immigrants.
What a wonderful deal.
In my shorts.
Looks like those clowns in Congress did it again. What a bunch of clowns.
We hate them, right, fellas?
I hate America.
It's true, folks. Welcome to Eat My Shorts, the world's podcast, the international podcast. This is one of your two hosts, Dr. Nacho Nova. Hello.
Hello, doctor. The doctor is here. Irvin Castellanos here, back with another episode of Eat My Shorts, the Galactic Podcast. Also a Texas podcast.
True, folks. We don't yet have our tickets into space, but we're trying to get on the list. You know, you do some space tourism, they say, like, it's there's nothing like it.
Did you guys see that video? This, like, didn't this just happen a couple days ago? Like, the virgin guy, he went into space.
He's back
the
now.
The rich guy. He's back.
Ay, caramba.
I was hoping that his rocket would disintegrate in the atmosphere. And money would just fall everywhere.
Like when Itchy and Scratchy went into space and Scratchy's legs burned up in the sun's atmosphere.
Oh, when he was at the Space Needle and it fell on his eye and just went bink.
Listen, we're big space heads and there are so many rich veins of space that run through The Simpsons.
Yeah.
That's the show that we talk about on this podcast, The Simpsons. It's like, you know them, they're Bart. There's
Lisa.
March. Oh, Lisa.
Osmodiar.
Yeah, there's what do you call it, Loki from the short?
Yeah, the classic Simpsons characters that you all love.
Roy.
Poochie.
Now, we're part of the Simpsons universe, too. That's one cool thing about this podcast.
If you really look back there, we're in there.
Mm-hmm. In the books, in the indexes.
That poster that everybody has on their, like, closet door with all the characters. Take a look.
Yeah. It's fun. It's like a, you know, good entertainment. And it's a good way to get somebody into The Simpsons. Like, if they've never heard of it, like, hey, check it. Yeah, stare at this poster with me.
Pick a character there.
Yeah. It's a good time on a first date. But anyhow, folks, welcome. And if you're listening to this podcast on a first date yourself, hello. Yeah.
Congratulations, if you are.
Give each other a smooch for us, please.
Space smooch.
Yeah, and listen, because space is the place to be right now, if you ask me. The planet is about to pass away, it seems like.
Well, if you finish your astro chores.
Listen, folks, that's a joke for the people that...
Continuity!
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Go back and start from episode one.
Look at the last episode we did. You look at all the episodes we do.
There's so many good episodes. It's the Texas podcast. It's the art podcast, folks. Yes. But also the Simpsons podcast. And so, you know, like, you may have heard different Simpsons podcasts that maybe they've talked about this episode too, but probably not like this.
Not like this.
Realistically.
They don't have our brains.
No. And also, we crunched the numbers. This is something that we did in order to cover this episode. It's what? Season four? How many seasons?
At least 10.
Just keeps happening, folks. It's like the seasons of the year, they come and they go. It's very cyclical. And, you know.
Damn, I never thought about it like that.
Check this. I think of time as a cycle, not in a linear fashion, but that's just where I'm coming from.
Ever been to the end of time?
Whoa. No, that's like going to the end of the flat planet Earth. I'm too scared.
Captain's log, stardate.
Okay, you listen, folks. And we're talking about space because this episode starts off with space, but you probably don't even know what we're talking about yet.
I don't even know what episode we're talking about.
So we crunch numbers, and I can tell you why we did this episode in a moment, but you're probably wondering what episode this is. And I'm happy to tell everybody here. Irvin, maybe, hopefully.
I don't know. I'm quizzical. I'm wondering what episode we're doing.
Studio audience, they're probably wondering. They're scratching their heads. But, you know, like, sometimes it's like...
What show is it?
Okay. Enough. We can get to the episode. This is... Itchy and Scratchy, the movie!
Ah! Woo!
Whoa! Very critical audience. Oh, we hear, I hear some people standing up and applauding way in the back.
Yeah.
In the mezzanine.
The mezzanine, I haven't heard that in a minute.
Holy shit. It's good to have the mezzanine open again, you know.
I'm glad that spaces are open again.
I know. Now that people are getting vaccine upon vaccine, you know, we can cram these people in here like sardines.
I'm on my fifth dose.
It's fun, like, yeah, like, you know how people get the little bumper stickers on their suitcase?
Yeah.
I'm getting all the little pharmaceutical logos on my suitcase.
Getting all three vaccines in there.
I'm sponsored by Moderna. I'm sponsored by Pfizer. I'm sponsored by Johnson and Johnson.
Both Johnsons.
Yeah, keep them coming. Johnson, Johnson, and Johnson.
Just give them all to him.
I collect them like Pokemon, folks. All right. Let me get some stats ready, because everybody likes to listen to the stats, right? By the way, Itchy and Scratchy, the movie, is from season four. Season four, right? Episode?
Mm-hmm.
I'm typing this. I'm stalling for time.
Season four, episode six.
Oh, you got it off already? Hey. Okay, cool.
The Stats Podcast.
Yeah, it's good to hear the stats. Like, I was trying to get this music done before the circus part kicks in.
The circus!
Because that's not canon, folks. This is, like, special remix. All right. 65. That's the episode number here.
Oh, so close!
Production code 7... Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus, forgive me. 9F03. Wow, original air date November 3rd, 1992. This episode is, like, a Scorpio or a Cancer or something. chalkboard gag. I will not bury the new kid. Very disturbing shit.
They were really really nasty back then with their chalkboard gags.
Bart was particularly nasty in this episode. We owe that probably to the writer John Swartzwelder, maybe the director, who is Rich Moore. We know him. He directs some classics, and he got out of there.
I'm looking at your stat sheet here. I didn't even know this. Neil Armstrong was in this episode. What the fuck? What did he even do?
It's sort of like on a rap track. If Neil Young was on a rap track, because they just sampled the audio here.
Okay, it wasn't really him.
Nah. Well, in a way, like, he probably could have sued if he didn't want his voice on this episode, right?
Well, he's still lost in space, right? Or they left him there?
I think he might be one of the guys that, you know, like Elon Musk and your boy Jeff Bezos are going.
My
to
boy.
Space. I think he's going to greet them when they're on the moon. He's got the little base going out there.
I'm a Bezos head.
Yeah. Also a Musk head. Like, listen, we got some new sponsors coming up later, folks, so stick around.
Stick around, please.
But yeah, I mean, we're just trying to welcome all the new Austin residents.
Wonderful, wonderful patrons.
Who are pricing us out of our homes here.
It's the Texas podcast for now.
Yeah, well, we can afford to be that.
The Arkansas podcast coming soon.
Listen, I don't mean to sound like a butthole, but like when I went out to Oklahoma City, there were some cool spots out there.
Yeah?
And I'm not even joking.
I heard a lot of people like Oklahoma's.
They got medical pot.
They do. Can you believe it? We're surrounded by states that have better pot laws than we do.
Texas is so backwards, right? Hey, listen, like, we're the Texas podcast.
Nobody loves it more, though.
Yeah, because, like, we're super Texas, so we're allowed to, like, be reflective in that way.
He's wearing a bolo tie right now.
Yeah, and Irvin's wearing one of those 11-gallon hats. It's an Eat My Shorts exclusive. We make them here.
It's got a secret camera in it, too.
I thought there was a bee in your bonnet. So we hope you all have watched this episode before listening to this podcast.
Well, I don't think we've ever asked the audience, like, y'all watch the episodes before you listen to us.
Yeah,
right?
I guess we could start planning in advance, right? Yeah. Like, maybe on the commercial break we can pick the next episode and, like,
oh, that's a good idea.
Let's try it out
and get you ready. Okay,
cool.
Oh, look at this. See, it happens.
We'll do like a book club.
This is how the butter is churned.
It's true, folks, and we don't mean to like show you how the sausage is made, but that's how the butter works.
We could possibly show you.
Hey, but that's only for Patreon members.
Yeah.
Super friends, we call them.
It's wet ass pussy.
And that's a Patreon exclusive. Oh my gosh. Well, get your credit card ready, folks. It's a wonderful community, the Super Friends on Patreon. Patreon.com/eatmyshorts.
You're really coming hot with that. All right.
Well, who's booing?
What?
Why is the audience
booing? It's medication.
Booing? Okay, I think we're going to have to ask some audience members to cool it, or they're going to get kicked out of here.
Look, this episode started in space.
I know, that's why we're talking about space, folks. Like, let us get into the episode.
Let's get into it, please.
There's nothing more relaxing than space.
Space.
Whoa.
That was cool.
It's true. I mean, we'd recommend it for Getaway folks if you have the means, of course. Patreon, you can help us get to space.
Send us to space. How much are those Galactic Virgin flights?
Can't be that much. Like, the guy from NSYNC was went to space, right?
Yeah. Oh God, what a laughable quote. The guy, the Virgin CEO is like, I want to make space affordable for everybody.
Oh, sure.
Okay, bro.
Sure. We want to talk about space because it frees us, it relaxes us. Mm-hmm. It's like real zen for us. And this episode starts off with Star Trek.
Star Trek jokes coming hot and heavy. They're making a joke about, I guess, them being old or a bunch of Star Trek movies being made back in the day. But this was like 20 years ago.
92,
and
yeah.
Now there's been even more Star Trek movies made.
Simpsons predicted it once again, folks. Yeah. I mean, people, of course, it's like a cliche at this point, but you can't deny it.
Okay, so I'm assuming that the captain guy is Captain Kirk.
Yeah, William Shatner, Mr. Tambourine Man himself. Yeah. He's got his recording career.
Conan's great. One of Conan's greatest guests also is great on that show. So, by the way, did you know he's like in his 90s or did he die?
Conan, yeah, he does. He does look it. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I thought you meant Shatner died. Fuck.
No, Conan show.
But okay, so who else was in there? Mr. Scott.
Not George Takei.
George Takei.
Oh yeah,
he was in there. Well, he was in there somewhere.
The Scottish guy, Willie.
Scottish guy is making stereotypical jokes. That's funny.
But I've never seen, like, honestly, I've seen one episode of Star Trek ever, and it was not the original cast.
I guess I'm a bad host in that regard. I've never watched Star Trek. My dad loves Star Trek, huge Next Generation fan, but I've always just, I guess, is it, do you have to pick one or the other? I guess I'm a Star Wars head.
People probably do pick their favorite Star Wars series, yeah. But I mean, sorry, Star Trek series,
yeah, Star series.
But that's the thing, like, you know how like I'm sort of the same way. I felt like, all right, like I saw Star Wars when I was 13. Like, I'm good. I got a star thing right here.
Yeah, okay, I got your star thing right here. Is what he said.
Yeah, I was thinking about this recently, and I think the reason I thought Star Wars was better than Star Trek is because Star Wars had like more creatures, you know, like monsters.
All Star Trek had was He fucked the green lady, I guess.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. Maybe I'll have to revisit the series. I don't know. Yeah. It sounds pretty cool. But, you know, yeah, they had the Klingons with the crazy foreheads, but they were all humanoids, you know? Like, on Star Trek, you got... I mean, on Star Wars, you got puppets, you got monsters.
Puppets. Yeah, it's true. You have, what's his name? George Lucas.
Yeah.
Founder of that great THX noise.
The Wiz, yeah.
Lucasfilm.
Mr. Yes. Egghead himself. Not behind Star Trek, but, I mean, probably the Star Trek fans loved this scene in The Simpsons and were, like, stomping and standing.
Yeah, we transitioned to Star Wars because we're contracted to talk about Disney properties.
Yeah, we get a little kickback every time we mention any of those properties.
Okay, so they're watching this Star Trek 12, whatever that episode that is.
So very tired.
Grandpa's not liking it. He's pissed off. He starts going on a rant.
Yeah, he's babysitting Bart and Lisa and Maggie, I guess, to a lesser degree. And Snowball and Santa's Little Helper.
Watching the dog. Probably Flanders, too.
You gotta keep an eye on Flanders.
Gotta keep an eye on Marge is looking fine as fuck, apparently, from what Bart said.
He turned into, like, that wolf character from the Tex Avery.
He's whistling at her.
His head turned into a big whistle and his steam was coming out. Gratuitous. Yeah, at the beginning of this episode, yeah. Our studio audience is quizzical, but it happened.
They know that it's true.
This is when this is the first 15 seconds of the episode. Yeah. Like,
that's what it was. Yeah, he was doing that. Somebody had to hit him on the head with a frying pan to settle him back into regular stasis.
And then the tongue that had flopped out of his mouth onto the floor, it rolled in like when you withdraw the old window shades. Yeah.
Became retracted back into his body.
Yeah. Kept flipping at, you know.
So, okay, they're going to the PTA parent-teacher meeting. We've all been there. We've all lied to our parents that we didn't have PTA meetings.
Yeah, they don't do them this year.
Yeah, they don't have them.
What progress reports? Yeah. What are you talking about?
They don't have report cards anymore.
Nah. It's like that newfangled shit.
You fuck. Well, I don't know why it looks like I erased this with a fucking pencil eraser and wrote it in pen.
And also, on the other side, teacher...
I did that.
I don't know why my dad's signature looks so weird this time.
It just says dad on it. D-A-D.
Like he busted, he busted whichever hand it is he writes with.
Yeah, I believe it. Let this man go.
Yeah, like he's inconsistent.
Let him go to Camp Krusty.
He's living his own life.
All right, so that's why Grandpa's there. He's there to watch the kids while the parents go find out what's wrong with their kids. And they're bribing them, then telling them that if they're good for Grandpa, they're going to bring back food.
Ooh, pizza. Oh, my gosh, folks. As a little kid, nothing beats it. Pizza, come on.
Yeah.
Got your Domino's.
Yeah, or Cece's Pizza, you know, if you're from Texas.
Peter Piper.
Oh, you guys love Peter Piper there in El Paso.
We love Peter Piper.
Yeah.
The studio audience is saying Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut, because if you had a book it points, right?
Oh yeah, they'd like if you would get like a personal pizza if you like read 1,000 books in like the summer or something, some shit like that.
Oh, you know, we had that dumb shit and we never got rewarded.
Yeah, me neither.
Because you didn't read enough.
Oh, I think they did give us coupons to Pistol Pete's Pizza or something.
Pistol Pete's.
That's like an El Paso thing. But Pistol Pete Maravich, who made that?
Oh, nice. I liked him. Was he from El Paso?
I don't know. Like maybe he's from Texas or something.
Hmm. Pistol Pete's Pizza.
The Texas podcast, folks.
Extra fucking bullets on it.
All your California Simpsons podcasts or your Australian Simpsons podcasts aren't going to talk about this.
Yeah. Match our gun violence.
Also, hey, if you do an Australian Simpsons podcast, let's do like a show thing, you know, like a co-host thing.
I moved here from Australia. No, that was Canada. I was going to do the slow thing.
Because I'm slow. Yeah.
Hey, check your toilet for us.
Yeah, we want to see which direction it flushes.
Yeah. Take a big shit.
Yeah, take a video. Send it to us.
All right, this podcast is getting off the wheels.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, we're in the first 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, somebody's
trying
leaving.
To run back into the topic.
Let me get my notes up.
Yeah. Okay, so, Homer said they're not getting two things, so it's either pizza or poison for the kids.
And he didn't want to make two stops, even though Bart, you know, is proposing a poison pizza solution.
Poison pizza. Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, that is very scary.
We trust our food workers too much. What if they poisoned us?
Oh, like the cops that got poisoned at the Shake Shack?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, folks.
Yeah, yeah, you remember that shit?
They were so poisoned, they declared that it happened before they were even served food.
Didn't it turn out that the cops were not, in fact, poisoned?
Yeah, they just made that shit up.
Made it up.
Call me crazy, folks, but I guess that happened.
It's like the cop that, like, spray paints his own car and just puts oink oink on it.
Yeah. Or like those right wingers who spray paint their garage doors. Yeah. GOP scum with a backwards K or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Antifa rules.
Yeah. Antifa rules.
Antifa.
Anti-Antifa.
Whoa,
oh my gosh.
That was the caller from hell.
It's true, DJ 3000. Hey, listen, we need an intern because we can open things up in the Grackle Studio again. I get the go-ahead from your boy, Gray Abbott.
My boy.
Irvin's like, he's got some high-class, like, friends, you know?
I don't want to be fucking friends with the governor.
And the, what's his name, Bezos.
Fuck, not even Elon Musk, actual Texas resident. It's fucking Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened in that divorce? I heard his wife was dating some teacher, a regular guy.
Oh, shit. That's, speaking of Bang Bros.
Wait, what? I don't think we were speaking on this episode.
I mean, before the show.
Oh, yeah, before the show.
Off the podcast.
We'll tell you guys on after the shorts.
Yeah, behind the laughter.
Behind the laughter.
Okay, but no, we do have an episode to talk about. We're barely even touching on PTA night, right?
Yeah, PTA night.
What a disaster.
Disaster.
I mean, as a student, you dread it. As a parent, you probably don't even give a shit.
Homer was bargaining with Marge on the drive there, trying to make sure that he gets to meet with Lisa's teacher instead of Bart's. Mrs. Crandall.
You don't got to worry about the landmines of having to deal with Bart.
Here's a scene that I remembered as a kid. Is like the headlights flashing on and off. I feel like that was like an early bit that they would do a lot on the show.
When Homer would celebrate a victory while driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminded me of like when Bart was, speaking of space, when he was going to help Skinner at like 4 a.m. to document Skinner's telescope activities.
Big Butt Skinner,
yeah. And like the lights would only turn on if he like created friction.
He put on his little generator. Yeah. I didn't get that as a kid because when all of my bicycles never had that feature.
Yeah, I didn't have that light feature. I barely had a bike.
Yeah, my bike only had one wheel.
You had a unicycle?
Yeah. The other wheel was a cinder block. And And it was stationary.
It was really hard to use it because, like, you would have to exert so much force to turn the center block each time.
I had to use my imagination like Bart later on this episode. Well, nothing beats the imagination of a 10-year-old boy.
I was wanting one of those, like, vaudevillian bicycles with the giant wheel and a tiny wheel on it.
Heard you were making fun of tiny bicycles.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at all these callbacks. Listen, is the Simpsons podcast.
We know the show.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so, all right. They're trying to share the blame, right, with the kids. Oh, funny-ass bit. When Homer gets to the classroom and he notices Lisa's little desk and he has to suck his gut in so he could sit down.
In season one, they did kind of, they gave the viewer insight into how Bart turned out this way.
Yeah.
But I feel like this was a really good, like, this is why Bart is the way he is episode, because Homer is just doing the same damn thing and getting away with it.
I am who I am, is what he said.
I am, yeah, like Popeye himself.
Homer, he loved it. I like that he was in a suit at least. I hadn't seen that suit in a minute. That's not even his Sunday suit. It has like church suit.
It was cool, but like they got the Sunday best Simpsons, but like in these early Simpsons episodes, it was funny how they had these specific outfits for these things, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
so what did his suit look like?
It was like a blue like suit. Homer's like suit was like a
Was that like Sunday suit?
Like a light blue suit. Looked like a Mad Men suit for him, kind of.
Similar to the thing he goes to church in, but a little bit stylistically
More stylistically, yeah.
Probably a different tie, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought about
different
this. And like, we reward continuity on the show. Like, but last week in Fear of Flying, I thought it was cool to see Homer's vacation outfit. You know, that little green jacket he wore. We didn't even talk about it. But, like, he wore it in Itchy and Scratchy Land. You know, anytime Homer's on vacation, he wears this little green jacket.
Love the green jacket. It's a good look.
And yeah, Marge looked like she was wearing something similar to her Sunday best outfit, that long green dress.
Only one of them gets to get a new outfit, I guess, at the time. The fucking dad.
And yeah, this could have been around the time that she blew all of her money in that Chanel suit.
Oh, that's true, that's true. Oh, Marge does have gambling addiction, too. We gotta remember.
Yeah, money. It's hard to deal with money, you know?
So Marge has to go talk to Krabappel, a.k.a. Mrs. Crandall. About Bart's situation, and Krabappel's telling on him. She's like straight up snitching on Bart, which I didn't like.
And we got to give it up for Marsha Wallace, but the lips didn't match up with the vocals. So I think these were some like ADR lines, you know, that like re-recorded them. But the things that they chose to do, like, you know, Bart replaced her birth control pills with Tic Tacs, like. Hmm. That's probably way worse than whatever they did earlier.
You know.
They had to up the ante.
Synthesizing a laxative, which is cool. Like, what did the song sound like?
Yeah. Was it dubstep?
Like, I just thought of, like, a synth with, like, fart noises, just progressively, like, getting higher and lower, you know?
You know, I could probably, with this this new sound effects board that I got, it's MIDI. It works with MIDI.
It's
so
a MIDI
I could,
beat.
I could program the fart sounds to a beat.
People love it. Bart doesn't mean to be bad. He's just misunderstood.
He was just drawn that way, like Jessica Rabbit. No, yeah. Marge is defending Bart's behavior in the class. Meanwhile, we're getting cutscenes right back to Bart choosing to misbehave.
Now's our chance to be bad.
Because Grandpa fell asleep back at the Simpsons house.
Hey, he's supposed to be watching the kids.
You know what? This is a little out of character, and this happened more in the early early seasons of The Simpsons, but Lisa was choosing to go along with Bart.
Yeah.
Like, she was, like, letting him take control and be a bad boy.
Definitely. She was still down for that. She was like, all right, let's fuck with Grandpa a little bit. Cut scene back to Springfield Elementary, and then Mrs. Hoover is kind of flirting with Homer and just, like, telling him that she's very proud of what he's done with Lisa.
Yeah.
Homer daydreams to the times where he taught Lisa how to read. Is him reading the TV guide, reading Happy Days synopsises.
I love the animation of little baby Lisa just like squirming around.
Yeah.
Seemed like she was enjoying the synopsis.
The Fonz was worried about losing his cool.
Henry Winkler.
Friend of the show. Famous attorney for the Bluth family.
And he catches fish on Twitter.
Oh, he's good at that. He's really good. He's always posting him, like, being on some, like, new national park. Like, fishing.
He better let him go or I'm going to like get pissed.
What the fuck are you doing, man? You're fucking up the local fish population.
Please.
Send them upstream.
Yeah, they need to go home and make babies.
It's their one thing in life that they're programmed to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then we cut scene back to Caropel talking shit to Marge because I think she's jealous. And
like the stuff with Bart keeps getting worse and worse.
It's pretty bad. Arthur comes in, looks like a little Rod and Todd.
Ooh, he's damaged. You can tell.
The doll looks like the kid.
They bring the Krabappel tells the boy where to point where Bart put the fireworks, and we don't even get to see where he points.
Shove fireworks into a kid.
Oof, somewhere.
Somewhere. He looks so sad. Poor kid.
It shocked Marge. She was appalled.
I was appalled too. Okay, so then we go to Grandpa sleeping with his big dentures. Bart takes his teeth out.
The perfect target. I mean, Lisa, this is why Lisa goes along with it, because it's so comical when Bart puts the dentures in. Like, it was like
it
when
was comical.
Santa's little helper had him, you know, it was funny.
How the fuck? Okay, it was cartoony how big they were, right? Like it's still human teeth. Like, why? He looked like the turtle when the turtle had the teeth inside yeah. of his mouth.
Hey, maybe Grandpa got the upgrade on the big teeth, like when you get an SUV.
That's true. Just giant teeth.
Yeah.
Let me get the 18-inch models,
please. I'll grow into them.
Oh, so speaking of, Miss Hoover gives Miss.
Oh, could I have some more bumper stickers, please, dude?
Exactly. Miss Hoover gives Homer the My Child is on the Honor Roll at Springfield Elementary bumper stickers.
Something that Homer had been looking forward to. I mean, you know, we can cover up the Where's the Beef bumper sticker.
Where's the Beef? as a young Gen Zer, I don't get that reference, but I've heard that it was big in the 90s.
Yeah, I've heard one of my great aunts talk about it right before she passed away in her hospital bed.
Was she the woman in the commercial?
Yeah, she knew her actually. Well, at least she told me she did.
Yeah,
she told me she had her autograph. But after she told me this story, she turned into dust on the hospital bed and passed away.
Have you seen this commercial? Like going, obviously you didn't grow up watching it, but like, have you ever looked it up on YouTube? Like, what's the synopsis of it? It's just like an old lady walking around asking where the meat is.
Yeah, I think she was like looking under her like seat cushion. She was like looking underneath her car. She couldn't find it. You know, like...
the curtains, maybe?
There's, like, the Cookie Crisp dog that's always looking for cookies. He can't find them.
Cookie Crisp. I love that cereal.
I wish they would actually make a cereal Cookie universe Crisp. Of all these cereal mascots. You know?
A cinematic universe?
Cereal cinematic universe.
CCU. You should do a comic about that. That's funny. Can you add King Vitaman, even though he's a real human? Can you make him a cartoon, please?
3D computer animation.
I love King Vitaman.
As a fucking food stamp baby, like, I love getting King Vitaman as a kid. Yeah. But I would add hella sugar into it.
I like the, speaking of sugar, I like the Sugar Smack Kangaroo Golden Puffs, you know? They can get those big 5-pound fucking tall
which
bags.
Which was the dude that was like a frog? It was Honey Smacks.
Yeah, Honey Smacks. Honey Sugar Smacks. Sugar Frog. Or,
Sugar Frog. His name is Sugar Frog. You lick him, but instead of like tripping on acid, you just like get your blood sugar up.
I'm not licking toads. Whoa.
Homer's stuck in the desk as he's leaving the room. He couldn't get out of it.
It's embarrassing, you know, but it was a good callback. If it didn't happen, I would have been pissed at the writers.
And then Marge is writing on the chalkboard. They were punishing her.
I will try to raise a better son.
Oh my god.
She didn't get it, but Krabappel knew that it was going to help
Homer
the situation.
Homer was pissed at his wife.
That she was busted.
Yeah. Oh man. At least it turned out perfect.
Homer's clowning Marge.
Yeah.
When Marge is pissed, he doesn't want to hear it because Lisa's perfect. But no, they're talking about Bad Boy. The original Bad Boy. Even though... I think Homer's just in denial. He just refuses to confront this topic.
So, okay, so this is like the big plot point of the episode. Krabappel actually giving advice to the family.
Well, you've got to start being firm with him. I believe with persistent discipline, even the poorest student can end up becoming, say, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
And what if we don't?
Then there's no telling how low he can sink.
All right, ladies, prepare to be blown away by Bang Bang Bart.
Ah,
more made of love, honey.
They burn this onto their brains for the remainder of the episode. Apparently, Homer has some insight into the history of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Bart could possibly become Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, my gosh.
In the best case scenario. He butt-chugged, right? Or what was his thing?
Hey, speaking of fashion, like, they should do a fashion segment of all the people that pull off that wonderful judicial robe. Brett Kavanaugh. Give him a fucking style segment.
Yes. One of many clients from the King Size Homer store of people that buy all those outfits. Academic and judicial robes. Moomoos.
It's an untapped fashion market, folks.
Dude. Yeah. We love that store.
Come on, Bubs, yeah.
Hey, and then, okay, our early favorite, right? We talked about this.
Ding, ding.
We get the big scene and the debut, and we forgot what episode it was from, of Bang Bang Bart.
I honestly did forget Bang Bang Bart was from here. Yeah, the counterpoint to Bart being Supreme Court Justice is Bang Bang Bart.
There's no telling how low he could sink.
The Simpsons only think in absolutes, and this terrifying insight into how things could be for Bart was very seedy. There have been fewer seedy scenes in The Simpsons than this one. Maybe when Bart was a rock and roll star and he told Milhouse to slag off.
Yeah. Super Motley Crue, like, room and shit. Just like dying on the
floor. Throwing a whiskey bottle at him.
Slag off.
No, this is Bart at his lowest. He's in his fucking skin-tight underwear.
Black cowboy boots, tiny cowboy hat. Not even, does he have holsters for his guns?
I don't know where he put those. He's got no space to keep those guns.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. There's no holsters. It's like, I think they were just in his bikini.
He's just shooting off the caps and the guns. Oh, God.
Okay. I'm a freaky heck and I'm looking at it and it says, okay, parentheses gunfire, parentheses women booing.
No, nobody liked them.
Nobody liked it. They were body shaming him.
It's the you're fat.
Yeah, that's the one quote. This is a body positive podcast and we don't stand for that.
Yeah, seriously, folks. Yeah. Come on, we've been about body positive since season one.
Yeah, just more of me to love, honey. And then someone bops him in the fucking head with like a quarter or something. They threw something at his head and they knocked him out.
So we leave the scene. It's like an above shot of Bart losing consciousness on the stage.
You as an animation head and as a comic artist, didn't you love the overlay and the way that they panned up? Like the fucking disco ball was spinning as they went out of the scene and he's dead on the floor.
You know, there are so many wonderful directorial elements I love from this episode. Rich Moore, like, you know how, like, and I never would have learned this stuff if we hadn't started doing this podcast, but like I'm starting to come up with visual signatures from these different directors, like Rich Moore. This is a visually difficult episode to helm because there are so many crazy visuals in this, but there's so many things that we look back on in The Simpsons, like, oh shit, this is like, it defines the show.
The one where he's definitely knocked off, but also his little jiggle before he gets knocked out.
Shaking his ass?
Yeah, just more of me to love, honey. The jiggle was good. Marge, like, coming back out of that daydream, like, very, like, disturbed, you know, as Krabappel's just watching her. And then we, like, go over to Bart biting records with the giant teeth. That's good animation.
You know... Yeah, he. This is Bart at his worst. We rarely see him misbehave to this degree, but you know, I guess he's got some issues. Biting the records, he was biting the ceiling fan blade and spinning around to the classic records. But you know, as he's biting the records, this is right when Homer and Marge pull up. So he panics, and as he's biting the records, spits the dentures out, busts them.
Puts him back together with scotch tape, and then just puts him into Grandpa's mouth.
Yeah, Grandpa's bewildered.
But, and they brought pizza.
It's the perfect timing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everything's ready. Grandpa comes into the kitchen griping about the bad egg son. And Bart, I mean, usually Grandpa's never too pissed off, but it's funny to see that he's pissed off about Bart this time.
Yeah, they actually, like, was persistent on this. And then Homer threatened to send him to a crooked home he saw on a news program. So then we see... Homer not believing Grandpa, or I guess just being deferential, right? Not really wanting to punish him.
Because he doesn't want to be responsible for anything. That's Homer's ultimate endgame here. It's like just shirking responsibility.
The nurses are stealing my money. Okay, we're yeah. Another fucking plot. That it was the Happy Gilmore plot again.
like later on, yeah. they kind of do this a little more in the kidney episode.
Get me out of here.
This yeah. thing on my neck is getting bigger.
Oh, man. Oh.
Bart knows exactly how to manipulate the parents and make it look like...
He's a manipulator.
They've completely caved, but he still gets an apology.
I enjoyed that Homer really tried to make sure that he... follow through on this and offered Grandpa to bust his son's teeth out.
Yeah, hey, tit for tat, right?
Yeah, tit for tat.
But no, Homer actually, well, it seems like they're going to do the right thing. They send, well, I don't know if this is the right thing to send a 10-year-old boy to bed without dinner. Like, that's how I got punished when I was a kid, and that doesn't seem like the right thing to do.
Yeah, the fuck? He's just going to be hungrier in the morning.
Yeah, like, at least let them have some water. And
give
you know what I would do?
Poison peaks, at least.
Yeah, you know, even things out. You'll have yeah. a full stomach.
And then you'll have to go to the bathroom.
But then you can do it on the mattress in protest.
Oh, like a fucking cat or dog when they're mad at us. They yeah. take a shit somewhere and we have to clean it up.
I'm sending a signal.
Yeah. Oh, has your cat ever done that? Oh, my gosh.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually on, like, rugs or things like that, because it's like...
And they just stare at you when you're grabbing it. It's like,
anytime that happens, it means I waited one day too long to change the litter box.
God, they're such... They really want to let us know that they're sticking it to us.
Yeah, they're good communicators. But speaking of good communication, Homer is actually sending the signal to Bart, like, hey, you got to go to bed without dinner. You fucked up.
You fucked up.
Seems like it's sinking in because yeah. Bart's up there being sort of
Bart has
reflective.
He has his own table in his room. And then Homer's coming up, but then Marge tells him to come back down.
Demanding dinner.
Demanding it. And then, okay, so I have here on my notes, it says, Bart wanted to eat the dog.
Oh, the Pizza Head dog.
Yeah, the pizza dog.
It's like Looney Tunes around at a desert island.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, the poor dog is caught on.
He leaves.
He whimpered.
Before he tries to eat him. Okay, so it seemed like Bart was ready to straighten up and fly straight.
Almost.
Almost, but then Homer caves.
Ooh, and you know, you get pissed off as a viewer when Bart calls Homer a sucker. You realize...
I was so pissed.
This is like Breaking Bad. He's manipulating this guy.
Yeah. I wanted him to do the thing that you did in the comic strip where Bart passed away.
Oof.
From being choked out by his dad. Yeah.
We wish, folks.
He's playing the harp.
It's a messed up scene there in the Simpsons household. Yeah. Hey, Wes Archer liked that photo.
It was a funny. It was a good comic.
Shout out to Wes Archer, wonderful Simpsons director and current director on Rick and Morty.
And follower of the Eat My Shorts Pod Instagram account.
That's something else. Okay, listen, folks. This is the commercial break on the show. And because we have new commercial sponsors, we want to be able to highlight them for you. We're just doing this because we want to make your lives better. Like... We wake up in the morning and we hope to serve the community, all right? That's just sort of why we wake up in the morning. Gets us out of bed, gets our feet on the floor, and gets us looking forward to serving you more. Stick around, get your wonderful credit cards ready. And if you're running out of space on the credit cards, you can request a increase on the limit of the card. Just so you know, okay? We're just trying to help you out. So ask for a rate increase. Get those credit cards out, and we'll be right back.
The Simpsons will be right back.
Whispity! Bite my Butterfinger.
From Nestle!
Welcome back! Wow, okay, that's the end of that. That was a 10-second song.
That's the end of that chapter.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you very much. This is Eat My Shorts, the Simpsons podcast. It's a wonderful podcast. We're talking about, you know, the Itchy and Scratchy, the movie. Which, by the way, if you've been keeping track, this episode has not even mentioned Itchy and Scratchy to this point yet.
Yeah. I think it comes back in the next scene, right? They're showing the preview. Oh, it's right after Grandpa got caught with his hands in the cup trying to steal Jasper's teeth.
Oh shit.
He's scheming for teeth.
Disgraceful. Jasper has a gun, by the way. He has firearms.
It is loaded.
And keep in mind that sidewalk is for regular walking, not for fancy walking. He might pull a gun.
He might paddle you.
Oh, might shit. You.
He's a spanker.
He's punitive.
Yeah. Or just has kinks.
You never know, folks. Like, we haven't... This is the only insight into Jasper's bedroom that we've ever had.
Wow, okay. It's true. Okay, so... Well, him and Grandpa don't live together, right?
Technically, they're like the original odd couple.
Yeah.
Because Grandpa's a peacenik. No, he's a hellfish. He's like, he loves to fight, too. Okay, but listen, folks. We get straight into Itchy and Scratchy with this commercial break. It's the trailer. And by the way, I think this is an awesome trailer. They should have advertised the Simpsons movie like this. This mm-hmm. is such a good trailer. Mm-hmm. We just see Itchy in the little circle getting hurt by... We see Scratchy getting hurt by Itchy over and over.
His brain's busted up. His brain's rearranged, as people would say.
Yeah, like Itchy's just like tearing Scratchy's brains up.
Yeah. But going to town in there.
This is Lisa's watching and she has to go get Bart and like...
Bart's at the microwave melting a Mr. Bond.
Oh my
gosh. Pulling a Bad Boy Sid from Toy Story.
This is too bad boy.
Simpsons predicted it.
I mean, folks, listen, I understand that some of the people on Pixar worked on The Simpsons, but you don't got to steal stuff this blatantly. Frankly, it's a little pathetic.
Things are really starting to cook.
Oh, my gosh, folks. And listen, we don't recommend you try this at home. Although, you know what I used to like to do when I was a little kid? Microwave crayons. That was cool. You ever done that?
Yeah.
That was cool.
And then you could, like, if they're, like, scurrying, you could, like... put them at the top of like a piece of like canvas and it mm-hmm. like falls down and makes it cute. Baby's first piece of art, you know. 53% new footage in that trailer, by the way.
So you gotta go to theaters. There's nothing like it. I mean, sure, you've seen some of the material before, but it's presented in new context. That's art.
So we have were there some goats in this? There's some goats in this.
Well, because instead of taking out the trash, Bart is watching the trailer, and Homer gets pissed because, you know, the goats are eating the trash. Bart should have took it out. Bart, he's supposed to be punished, right? After the PTA, Homer needs to, like, show him some discipline, but it's still not happening because Homer gets distracted by the ice cream man, folks, the scourge of the neighborhood.
We love him.
You got no resistance to the ice cream man. You have to dig in your... piggy bank. You have to
dig in there.
You gotta find a way. Find a way.
Also, ice cream people have raised their prices significantly since the last time we bought ice cream. Remember the last time we bought ice cream a couple months ago? We all went out, and it was like fucking $4 for a drumstick.
Yeah, that was unusual. You pay like fucking. That was just the first two-digit ice cream order I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, and they don't sell candy cigarettes anymore. What does this country come to?
I know.
I wanted to blow sugar from my candy cigarette.
This particular ice cream man or ice cream people had to... they had a regressive name.
Really?
Remember it was called Big Chief Crazy Cone? It was called Native American Ice Cream. And it said underneath, formerly Big Chief Crazy Cone.
It was called Big Chief Crazy Cone.
Really remember that?
That's on The Simpsons. That's not real life. That's not the one that we saw.
Yeah, it wasn't the one we saw.
I remember The Simpsons because I've seen these things. No, I really don't. I would have taken a picture.
I would have blown. I would have. My head would have exploded. Like Itchy's, like Scratchy's brains.
Yeah. Brainsicle, folks. Yeah.
Native American ice cream. It was called that. All right.
So Homer's out the door. I mean, and then like we see him and Bart eating ice cream on the curb, and he completely forgets that he was trying to discipline Bart.
Oh, no.
In the history of The Simpsons, I love this little conversation about jury duty. This is one of my favorite Homer-Bart moments.
He beat jury duty. Okay, I think my dad told me this.
Yeah.
Like, joking. But he's like, just tell him you're prejudiced against all races.
It sounds like he's a fan of The Simpsons.
Yeah. Tell him you're racist.
I got jury duty.
Or not, okay.
For the first time in my life, I got picked for jury duty in 2 weeks. I filled out a form, and apparently I'm still eligible, so I got to show up.
Have you ever skipped jury duty and you get like a arrest warrant out for you?
you know, I'm
now, and then you're a part of the fucking, the jury has to decide on you.
I'm guilty for not being a patriot. Execution.
Execution by firing squad.
No breathing.
They put a tomato can on the top of your head. Try to knock
just
it.
Shoot up for sport.
Yeah. As a warning to you.
Dangerous, folks.
Why is Bart ripping up the carpet?
Okay, yeah, Bart has never been more ADD, except for the episode where he got ADD pills. Like, He's being a bad boy. This is America's original bad boy. He's smashing. This is, I think, probably to me the most egregious thing he does is with a hammer. He's just smashing mustard packets on the carpet.
You see, Marge is like, why are you letting him do this? And Homer's got like the most like gone look in his face.
His mouth is hanging open as he's watching television with a beer.
His eyes are gone.
He's like,
I don't know.
I would like to see that stuff.
Yeah.
He's gone. He doesn't give a shit. He's like, hey, what are we going to do?
Let me show you real quick. Check this out. Look at that.
Look at that. What are we going to do?
Oh, man. Well, punish him.
He's like, huh? He's like, okay, so he tells Bart to go to his room, and Bart just walks out the front door.
Yeah. Oh, this reminds me of that time where they sent him to the military academy, and like the cops pulled him over on like a lawnmower. He's just driving along.
Did the cops get like they took him out to get a hamburger?
Oh yeah, they gave him Jack in a Box tacos.
Took him out to Krusty Burger afterwards
with a bulletproof vest on.
Listen.
Do you want your son to become Chief Justice of the Supreme Court or a sleazy male stripper? Why can't he be both?
Yeah,
why not?
It's been done before. It can do it again.
I want my elected officials to also be sex workers.
I mean, I think we've moved to the point where there's if anybody tries to shame them for that, they're gigantic jerks.
I think we're moved to the point where if you're not a sex worker as well, like you can't win. You can't get the vote, the young vote.
And if you're not a sex worker as a human being, you're a little vanilla.
Yeah, that's why Joe Biden won.
Whoa.
Oh, great. I'm getting nervous.
That's funny. Okay, so the next time, Homer made a promise to Marge. The next time that Bart does something wrong, he's going to punish him hard and make it stick.
Yeah, he's going to strangle him to death,
yeah,
potentially.
And then, we get a cool cut scene to Ion Springfield with the cool music. And we meet a man who's been hiccuping for 45 years.
This is a depressing scene. Poor guy.
But first, we examine the new Itchy and Scratchy Mania.
We love it. We love when news programs are just basically an advertisement for a film. And this Ion Springfield was just an advertisement for the movie, folks. By the way, speaking of advertisements for this movie, that was a great billboard that Itchy and Scratchy had, you know, where... Squirting the blood on the married couple.
Cutting the head off or whatever.
So damn good.
Lacerating the neck.
But obviously, this is an important artistic achievement in cinema, so you got to devote Ion Springfield to this achievement.
Oh, it was the first year of the first Scratchy cartoon.
That happy cat.
He was just whistling down the street there.
Good piece of animation, good piece of film. You had to have been there at the time, right?
Chester J. Lampwick original.
I appreciated all of this Itchy and Scratchy canon, all of this lore that was being dished to us hungry and pathetic viewers at this time. Like, The Simpsons make so much material from 30 seconds right here. You know, it's insane. I was laughing so much seeing the piece of footage with Itchy and Scratchy doing the anti-Hitler cartoon.
I like that.
So good.
I'm assuming this is something that Looney Tunes or Mickey Mouse did too.
Both of them, yeah. Mickey Mouse, I think.
Very propaganda-y.
They all beat up Hitler. And Captain America. Everybody did it.
Captain America.
We should probably beat up Hitler.
Red Skull. Well, we're going to beat up Hitler in the animation to this episode.
We'll do it on Patreon, folks. Yeah. See my shorts. Patreon, please.
Yeah, pay us to beat up Hitler.
It's the American way.
Yeah. I like that they put their differences aside and teamed up to fight a bigger foe.
and FDR also kicked Scratchy's ass.
Oh, yeah. Let Harry S. Truman lookalike guy. I think FDR was in a wheelchair by then, right? Like our famous governor.
In real life, yes. But on video, oh no.
On video, he was definitely like doing Putin shit, like hunting without a shirt on and like swimming with trout upstream and like romancing women.
Oh my gosh, folks.
Okay. We saw the real life Itchy and Scratchy, the rabid mouse in Boston who attacked and killed a small cat. And then the kids are laughing. And what is the next thing? Oh, okay. Homer walks in and he asks where Maggie is, and then we get the next plot point.
I appreciate how this one episode crams more Bart hijinks into it than probably season 20 through season 30 of The Simpsons. Bart does such extreme crazy shit this episode. Maggie got a hold of the car and she is driving on the street. She passes Marge.
Waves at her. Look at that dog.
Skinner doesn't... I mean, I'm sorry, not Skinner. Wiggum doesn't care. Lou and Eddie don't care.
I thought it was cute.
Well, the dog driving the bus.
The dog driving a bus.
It's like the busy world of Richard Scarry, you know? It's like, what a wacky town where all this stuff happens.
Did you guys have that carpet when you were little? That Richard Scarry carpet? Where, like, you could put your little cars on it. But anyways, it had, like, the little Apple car on it.
I think my little nephew had that.
I had it. Well, I still have it.
It's the centerpiece of my living room.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so we saw Maggie. We saw Maggie driving. Ooh, crickets. And we saw Maggie driving, and she flicks the guy off. She does the Italian thing to the guy.
It was obscene. They should have blurred this. I was pissed.
I didn't know that was that meant fuck you.
I wanted to report this episode for obscene content.
And then she...
In Latino culture, like, doing this is like...
Really?
Fuck you.
The fuck Malagas.
Yeah. Hey, but it was Mamadas. I wanted to see it blurred, so I sent a ticket to Disney.
They have to blur the baby's actions.
Hey, and also get the fucking appropriate aspect ratio.
Is it still not correct for you?
I can't get it on the TV.
Huh.
Anyhow, but like Maggie crashes into the jail and lets all these criminals out, and they're ready for crime sprees.
Snake immediately gets out. I did like that she fell asleep on the airbag, because airbags are quite violent.
Yeah, she was comforted.
She was comforted.
No shards came out to blast her in the face or burn her. Hey, I got hit by an airbag one time and it burned me.
What the fuck?
Like I got burned in the arms and my face. Like, you know, you get burn marks.
My airbag came out and it was a whoopee cushion.
That's humiliating.
Yeah, it just made a noise. And the person that I crashed into thought I farted.
Too bad you didn't have like a dashboard cam. That'd be a good YouTube video.
Maybe we'll recreate it for the Patreon.
Let's do it, folks.
All right, so, okay, Homer's pissed off, right? Because Marge found out. That's why.
Well, yeah, he has to do something now. He's got no choice.
Biggest punishment he's ever handed down. He's got to stick it to the boy.
And the boy, who, by the way, just got his damn tickets for Itchy and Scratchy the movie.
They're in his little shirt pocket that I didn't know existed.
Yep, for the first time. Like when Homer tried to put the Reader's Digest... When Lisa was doing the essay.
And he had a little pocket there.
Yep. So it's a mysterious new pocket that holds his tickets, but it doesn't hold those tickets for long.
They're torn. Tickets are torn.
Just like Natalie Imbruglia's famous number one hit, folks. Nothing's right. These tickets are torn.
Oh, shit. I was like, what is the next... what was I going to say?
Okay. Next scene? Oh, yeah, I mean, Bart's crushed. Like, the tickets... are torn. Bart is forbidden from ever seeing the movie in his entire life.
Ever.
Seems like it's kicking in. He feels like he has to straighten up and fly right.
And even Lisa's saying like, yo, this is the defining event of our generation. Like, how would you like it if someone told you you can't watch the moon landing? And that's what I was telling you off air during the commercial break. I was like, that moon landing, the fake moon landing, which was done in the Hollywood basement, 1969. That's 25 years to the date of this episode.
Whoa.
So it's been 25 years since we watched this episode. So I was like, what's our generational event for us?
And the only thing I can think of, this is instinctual. This isn't me trying to slant anything anyway, but it had to have been 9/11.
Oh, shit.
I think that was the shocking thing that, I mean, at least in my youth.
Yeah. I was going to say Firefest for me. Where Ja Rule tricked everyone.
Did you get a ticket?
Well, yeah. And they tore it up. They fed me that terrible salad meal.
that was your photo. Had the, like, two slices of white bread and the...
You remember that man going viral for saying, like, I was willing to do anything to fix this.
God damn, yeah, poor guy. Like,
he took one for the team.
Shout out to Mr. Meme himself.
Mr. I think his name is Andy.
Damn, that's sad.
Something like that. Anyways.
Hope he's okay.
Yeah, me too. So apparently Homer didn't even watch the moon landing. He was sitting on his cool 1969 beanbag chair listening to cool records.
Famous bubblegum pop with his, looks like some dynamite headphones.
Yeah. Grandpa's like crying on the watching the moon landing.
Bummer. Hey, but being bad chairs, like, that was some good 70s shit. Although,
lava lamp.
Wasn't
like
Homer
in
a sadgasm? Like, he was into grunge, so it's hard to tell what this is.
Like,
even.
Well, when did you grow up, bro?
And also, Lisa was, like, listening to a TV guide when Mr. T was on the cover. It's confusing.
That doesn't make no sense.
No, they're like, they're from a different time
Lisa's
period.
Eight. So she was born in 2014.
That's fucked up.
13.
Yeah, when famous Obama was the president. Wild.
They were watching the SpaceX launch. Yeah.
Maggie was born during the Donald Trump presidency.
Oh my gosh.
Marge and Homer were having sex because they were listening to one of Donald Trump's speeches or something.
Yeah, made him horny. Oh
God. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Hey.
Hey, we're the Thinking Persons podcast.
Yeah, you gotta think about this stuff. Sometimes you get angry and you get horny.
Whoa, the audience doesn't... I mean, okay. This is what we think.
Eat my shorts. It's the Thinking Persons podcast.
Homer had brain damage.
Damn straight, Troy, my man.
What else? TV sucks, according to Bart.
Pissed. This is a bummer. Homer's still trying to console Bart because it's hard for Homer to stick to this punishment. And it's hard for Bart, too. Like, this is some Wonder Years type shit where we're getting some insight into the relationship between the father and the boy. You know? But, like, Bart's trying. Like, he's trying to allow Homer to be a good father, and he commits to watching television, even though it sucked, and it's like some home improvement show, like Bob Vila or something.
Love Island, British version.
We wish, folks.
Bob Vila, is he alive?
We can only hope.
Oh, the Master Craftsman can make three mailboxes an hour. You're right. It was Bob Vila there. I'm not licked yet.
It's boring. Boring as hell.
His imagination sucks. He couldn't even make Itchy and Scratchy hit each other. And then Lisa gets home and she's got all her shit on, like all the props and the merch and stuff. She went to go see the movie without him.
How was it?
It wasn't that great.
Be honest.
It was the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life! And you wouldn't believe the celebrities who did cameos. Dustin Hoffman, Michael Jackson. Of course, they didn't use their real names, but you could tell it was them.
Lisa.
Sorry, Bart.
You know,
I'd be pissed if my sister went out without me.
It does seem like a betrayal, even though there was no agreement between them. But, yeah. For your sibling to see this without you, that's a big violation, you know?
Who was reading the novel? Oh, Bart
was reading it because he is forbidden from seeing
the
film. The
hardback version?
The novelization by, what was it? Some sort of political author. Like, yeah. I recognize the name from writing political books.
Norman Mailer.
Yeah. Oh, he used to write for, like, Rolling Stone and shit.
Yeah.
But no, this gigantic volume did not please Bart. He had to throw it into the... aluminum
into the Bill
waste
Cosby
basket.
That's the Bill Cosby chimney fire. Boo!
Currently
you got out.
Free man.
Boo!
Bye bye.
Public bye-bye. Enemy number one.
I was saying Boo Earns.
Hey, sure. Somebody throw him in the chimney too with the books.
Whoa!
Woo-hoo! Oh man, that's controversial. Thank you, Dr. Hibber. The Bill Cosby of the show.
Yeah, the Bill Cosby of The Simpsons.
Did they ever make Hibbert like turn into a crazy Quaaludes guy?
I sure hope not.
I hope not.
But I think because somebody has to do the voice for him now, like they probably didn't even have him on the show at all, period.
Oh, they have to get an actual African-American voice on it?
Yeah, they can't even have Dr. Nick because somebody else is going to have to do Dr. Nick's
Argentinian
voice.
Argentinian guy.
Imagine. Like, hey, that'd be cool. I'll be interested in seeing who Dr. Nick's new voice is.
Us.
You can't tell the diddly difference.
Okay, so then we basically... Wow, okay. This is one of the only times I feel like the plot delivered and, like, the episode ends with Bart still as a kid never watching this movie. That he didn't. He tried to go to the Aztec Theater, and they wouldn't sell him a ticket, and it said, do not sell to this boy.
He, yeah, like we see Bart do in every single episode, everything always goes back to center, everything resets. But in this episode, that was not the case. Bart actually receives some discipline. Homer, at some point, does seem to understand that if he sticks to it, it's going to make a difference. And Marge is the one who wants to cave. But no, even when the film...
Homer actually stuck to it.
It's probably like out of the dollar theaters at this point. It won a million Academy Awards, but Bart still hasn't seen it.
Oh, yeah. Milhouse was a bully in this episode because they noticed that Bart probably never watched the movie.
Oh, yeah, him and Nelson.
Did you, okay, so you mentioned the great advertisement for this movie that they set up earlier. Did you like when they set this, they have, you know, all advertisements get changed to another thing. Very famous in all our hometowns, right? They reuse the same shit. The Barber College took over the old itchy and scratchy advertisement with the blood and shit.
Hey, man, it's a good transition. You know, you want to make advantage of an existing infrastructure. And the Barber College makes a mistake. Hey, when I was a little kid, my dad would take me and my brother to the community college barber school.
Yeah.
Because you could save money.
They cut you up? Cut your life into pieces?
I mean, I did get crappy haircuts, but I get crappy haircuts when I pay good money for them too.
Yeah, might as well get it for less money.
And I was just a little kid. Like, I think my defense mechanism was just to fall asleep. Maybe that's why I got crappy haircuts.
They have to cut around you sleeping on the just laying like this,
like a sleeping 5-year-old.
That's fine. So what was the was this the same episode where like the couple is like married and they get covered in blood?
Yeah,
this was the one.
Yeah, early in the episode during the advertising for
like,
the film.
Ha, ha, ha.
And then the billboard gets retrofitted for the barber school. I mean, this movie caused a cultural sensation. You know, all those Academy Awards.
Academy Award winners.
Apparently, like, the line was, you know, like, all the way down the block, through town, all the way in front of the Simpsons house. It's a cultural phenomenon.
I wonder who was on the Itchy and Scratchy soundtrack for the movie.
Probably, if it was around that time, MC Hammer.
92, yeah.
It had to be MC Hammer.
Vanilla Ice, A Tribe Called... No, not A Tribe Called Quest.
Would that be the
Ace of Base?
Oh, an early Ace of Base cut.
Probably a grunge band.
Yeah, maybe... you could do a Stone Temple Pilots. No, no, that's too early. Hey, maybe you could do a Pearl Jam.
Snow Informer was on there.
Itchy.
It was just really super left-wing music. It was just Rage Against the Machine's initial album.
Maybe Spin Doctors?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, so you know they had to have an accompanying soundtrack, probably a good video game tie-in as well. But, you know, I think it is cool, even though Bart learns his lesson in the 1990s, he's never allowed to see this movie.
I like the way that they pictured the future, all the crazy futuristic shit. I always love that in the future shit that they do, that's like everyone has crazy space collars on their
like
clothes.
Like the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Hey, and Moe's is updated. It had like a futuristic sign. You know, I never knew this. The Aztec Theater is on the same street as Moe's.
I didn't
know
that either.
Right up the street.
Yeah. Real estate changes episode to episode.
No, this is canon. Mm-hmm. You know, just like the Chester J. Lampwick scratchy cartoon.
Yeah. It's always been there.
I understand this to be canon, and I cannot deviate from this information right here.
Deviation.
So, Bart appears to be, with his judicial robe, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He at least tells that to the person taking the ticket at the Aztec Theater in the future. But him and Homer are going out to see Itchy and Scratchy, the movie.
Tickets to movies are $325 then.
Homer agrees to pay.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Can't do it. The guy at the concession stand was eating people.
Oh, Soylent Green, yeah. But, you know, this is like, this is apparently a classic of animation. They go finally to see it along with, it's a double feature with Beauty and the Beast. And, the preview looked like a great film. Like, these are some great Itchy and Scratchy bits in the trailer that showed earlier. But this first scene, too, this is also a wonderful itching scratchy scene with the train.
Yeah, and you know, I really felt like it was getting to the end of the episode, and I thought they were going to do like a bait and switch and not show anything, but I was like, whoa, they actually had a really good bit and showed us like really funny shit. Like the get out, and he goes to engineering school.
To learn how to drive a train.
Yeah, so that he could kill him.
Hey, in the trailer, they did talk about suspense, and this was suspenseful. Because he learns how to drive a train right when Scratch is about to untie himself from the train track.
It took Scratchy 5 to 6 years to untie himself. And just as he's finishing, he got back into the train.
I've always loved how violent these cartoons are. And even when they're not super violent, like, they're still good. I love Itchy and Scratchy.
We need more Itchy and Scratchy. More, please.
Hey, and listen. I understand that other cartoon shows or other sitcoms have, like, referential things within the show, but The Simpsons did it first. Itchy and Scratchy is one of those things that makes The Simpsons so damn good. And it's not even... That's separate from Krusty. That's like a thing within Krusty. It's so damn good. The Simpsons have so many layers, folks. If you like anything that has multiple layers, you're going to love The Simpsons.
Think of all the things they could have done spinoffs with back in the day. Itchy and Scratchy could have been its own show for sure.
Hey, well, they felt... I mean, Itchy and Scratchy is such a part of The Simpsons that Itchy and Scratchy started off The Simpsons movie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they're in space?
2007,
baby. Speaking
of
space, oh my gosh, folks.
We tie it all back together if you really look at it. Layer heads there.
Not even joking around.
All right.
Listen, we know what we're talking about. We love this show. All and right. Apparently, I mean, I think this is kind of cruel that this show is... This is the end of the episode.
I think it's cruel that the episode's ending and we don't have anything else to talk about the episode.
It's unfortunate. I mean, people may be happy to hear that we have more things to talk about in the after show.
Yeah.
But we do have to rate this show because we have to get out of here right now. So, I'm going to rate this. I'm consulting my notes. I love this episode, and it's a John Swartzwelder classic. It's a Itchy and Scratchy classic. I was so surprised to be able to watch this. I'm going to go into... This is a 13 Glexnor episode for me. I'm reading this 13 Glexnors.
Big shit popping over there. I'm giving this episode one big sausage pizza, because that's what they brought home for the kids to eat after the parent-teacher conference.
Oh my gosh,
everyone
folks.
Knows what I'm talking about.
It's true. It's like, I've seen videos where they get one big sausage pizza. But I don't eat pork, so it's like, it's not my thing, folks.
You hate pork. This is not a bit.
Not even with a fork. Hey, but it's a wonderful episode, and nobody can deny that, as far as I'm concerned.
Break my teeth if you think I'm lying.
It's true, and you can break his teeth at Twitter. On Twitter.
Oh, it's funny. At Nacho Novo on Twitter. At Ema Shorts Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
It's true.
Dos huevos, por favor.
Yeah, exactly. Send us links to that.
Listen, we're into links,
don't
folks.
Eat pork.
Not sausage
not
links.
Even vide fuck. Can't touch this.
Hey, if you want to send us like an email, ask us some questions, tell us an episode, dude, do it. Eatmyshortspod@gmail.com. It's valid. Don't send us spam. We're going to have to fucking report you.
And just like tweet us like what episode you think we should do next. That way you guys can have a heads up before you start listening to the next episode.
Yeah. Hey, and also, by the way, we're doing a Ema Shorts fan art contest.
Yeah,
so
fan art, please.
Draw something, and there's prizes connected to this. It's not just arbitrary for no reason.
It doesn't all have to be the same. Like, we've all the shit we get so far is just being muscular and doing, like, super, like, really cool stuff together.
It's pretty cool, folks. Yeah. But, like, we want to make a final determination soon, so keep them coming. And when I say that, I don't mean necessarily in a sexual way. Like,
right.
It's open to interpretation.
Just bring more activities.
Please. It's a wonderful contest. There are wonderful prizes. You're a wonderful listening audience.
We're giving away prizes.
Eat My Shorts. The podcast.
Yes.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy and I feel like loving you. Love is such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing.
Eat My Shorts. Yum.
Hey everybody, it's The Notch. I just wanted to pop in here at the end and give a little reminder that I love each and every one of you. And I think we said it early in the episode, so I popped in to say, next week we're covering Brother from the Same Planet, right? It's not the one with Herb Simpson, it's the one with Phil Hartman and Pepe. So check it out, folks. You'll know what we're doing, like, if you watch it between now and when the next episode comes out. All right. See you later. Keep watching the skis.